Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. I suppose in the new year, we're going to have to add Warren County to that list of counties that you represent because of the reapportionment. But this week, what we really want to do is we want to kind of look back at the past year and some of the legislative accomplishments, things that were passed by the House and the Senate that became law. What kind of issues were dealt with and how will they affect Pennsylvania?
Well, it certainly was a very busy year in Harrisburg. And first and foremost, I think our biggest accomplishment is an on-time state budget that did not increase taxes and actually cut spending for the first time in many, many years. And that was a huge accomplishment because it had not been done in any of the previous 8 years. In addition, we passed a number of pieces of legislation that will improve the Pennsylvania jobs climate through the Fair Share Act, through unemployment compensation reform, some workers' compensation reform legislation, regulatory reforms really aimed at bringing the cost of creating jobs in Pennsylvania down for our employers. We were able to bring increased transparency to state government spending through the passage of legislation to enact a PennWatch database, and that's an online database where you can search all state spending. We made significant reforms to our state welfare system to bring integrity to the system, ensuring that those who truly need a helping hand will get the assistance with the eye of eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse in the system. And as you can see from looking at the state budget, that's where a huge amount of our public tax dollars are going. So reforming our welfare system is certainly a top priority this year and will continue to be next year and in the coming years. In addition to that, we focused on public protection through passing legislation dealing with expanding the Castle Doctrine. And I think that was a very important piece of legislation, closing Megan's Law loopholes and fixing that law and banning bath salt. And so the focus on public protection is something that I think is very important. We also enacted a number of mandate relief measures, such as first and foremost this year, we repealed the sprinkler mandate. That was something that was very problematic, particularly in rural areas, because it was a hugely burdensome mandate. We were also able to pass several school district mandate relief measures to take some mandates off of school districts and to be able to save the district's money and save property taxpayers' money. We want to be able to enact measures that help municipalities and local governments save tax dollars or spend those tax dollars wisely as much as possible. And we were able to update the procurement requirements and improve the municipal bidding procedures through legislation this year, which will save tax dollars for our municipalities. So I think we've had a number of accomplishments. I think that we've got a number of things we still have to work on. The Marcellus Shale legislation is something that will be a top priority, I believe, in the coming year. The Senate has passed their own version of a Marcellus Shale impact fee, and the House has passed their own version. So we plan to enact a conference committee that will hopefully be able to come forward with a compromise piece of legislation that addresses the impact fee, addresses Marcellus Shale regulations, and hopefully we'll have a final product early in the next year.
There was also some legislation signed into law this year that will help to increase safety on Pennsylvania highways, and it affects drivers, and particularly young drivers, who are just learning how to operate vehicles. What's going on here?
We were able to pass a texting ban for all drivers in Pennsylvania, and on top of that, update the state's driving laws when dealing with teen drivers and junior operators, including enacting passenger limits for junior drivers and increasing the behind-the-wheel training requirements for those junior operators. And those teen driver requirements took effect this week.
And about this time of year, everybody in Pennsylvania, and particularly everybody in Harrisburg, is thinking about the Pennsylvania Farm Show, because that's going to be coming up. And of course, agriculture is still one of our biggest industries. What can folks expect to see at this year's show?
Well, the 2012 Pennsylvania Farm Show will be held from January 7th through the 14th at the Farm Show Complex and Expo Center in Harrisburg. It's the largest indoor agriculture exhibition in the United States. They're supposed to have over 6,000 animals, 10,000 competitive exhibits, and 290 commercial exhibitors. The admission is free to the event, and visitors pay a $10 fee for parking. The theme for this year's farm show is From Farm Gate to Dinner Plate, and I think that's very appropriate. So I would certainly encourage everyone to consider visiting the farm show. There's more information available at their website at www.farmshow.state.pa.us.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.